This is what I would call the pathetic school of bathroom tissue. It's very tender.
Are there other questions, maybe of a slightly less specific nature?
I was wondering about your attitude about outdoor advertising and the advertising agency's obligation to the privacy of man on the road and in the car.
Once more into the breach, dear friends. Now, I said the people have very little comprehension of privacy. And this is a good case in point. I wrote a magazine article for Harper's last year, and in it I said specifically this: I like outdoor advertising. I just don't think it ought to be outdoors. And it's not a question of aesthetics. It's simply that it invades. I can't close it up. I can't throw it away. It's just there, whether I like it or not. And so I went on for 3,500 words about this. And I said, the old business, I think that I shall never see a billboard lovely as a tree, has nothing whatsoever to do with it. It's merely a matter of privacy invasion. And billboards only have a right to exist as long as people will stand for them. It's just like the open range. It only existed until somebody wanted to put up fences. Well, I must have gotten 2,500 letters back, and all of them said, at least 90% of them, well, 98% of them agreed with me, because I've never run into anybody who likes billboards, you know. But they, most of them said, in essence, I agree with you perfectly. Billboards aren't pretty, which wasn't the point at all. So all I could gather is that people had a very undeveloped sense of privacy, what they were entitled to and what they weren't entitled to. And that is my last word on billboards.
Art form and other popular art forms when you're talking about advertising, and I don't understand when advertising became an art form, and I don't understand where the art is. Is it in the fact that you can convince more people to buy castor oil, or is it in the way that you do that?
Well, it's obviously in the way you do it. You see, as I mentioned, an ad is never an end in itself. It's a mud pie. It is a copy of the real thing. Presumably, if you get interested by this, you will go to the real step of reality. It attempts to project an idea. Now, I know that art form, I've seen people get angry about reference to advertising as an art form, and yet what else can you call it? People who work in it are artists. They are not dealing with reality. They're dealing with a projection of an idea about reality. I'll go further than that. Advertising is America's only original art form. It's the only art form we have that isn't derivative from something else. Even jazz is derivative from African rhythms, and musical comedies are derivative from light opera. It's the only one we have. And I don't say it's the best one we have. It is very likely the worst one we have, but nevertheless, it's an art form. And it takes a good deal of contrivance to bring it off. The only possible exception you could make to it would be in advertising that's news. I think the reason retail advertising is quite generally better, more legitimate than almost any other type of advertising is because it's news. But whoever said the newspapers weren't an art form? They're a projection of an idea or a collection of ideas too. Sure, it's an art form. Unless you can think of another argument against it.
Yeah, you could
say that.
Would you replace it with anything, or do you feel it's something that ought to be gotten rid of?
Oh, I don't think it ought to be gotten rid of, but I think that the probably unwarranted faith in big advertising that exists today will, in the light of 100 years, seem almost as peculiar as the monasticism of the Middle Ages or the Children's Crusade. Advertising accomplishes some things, but it doesn't accomplish all that much. And I think it's obvious that you just can't have more and more of the stuff. I think it's got to be selective, and I think that what will happen, I'm not even sure it works as well as everybody else is. I know that our stuff works. But I'm not prepared to make general statements about the whole business. I just know that when I look out at $12 billion spent, and the triviality that comes out of the whole thing, that it makes the whole business appears to me generally. Now, this isn't specifically about the things that I do personally or about the things that anybody else does personally, but advertising as a general thing looks like a $12 billion sledgehammer to drive a 49-cent economy-sized thumbtack. It's very hard for me to think about it in general terms. And I don't propose that we stop advertising. I just think it'll all change. I think clients are going to change their attitude toward the business. I think that what they'll do is develop an attitude that's somewhat more like the patrons of the arts in times gone by. They're the people who can afford to further good or interesting causes or even debatable ideas. Not all ideas, good ideas are generally not universally popular. We in advertising try to hit things that are either going to be universally popular or that nobody will be against. And that cuts down the impact of the stuff a great deal, and so you don't see people sticking their necks out, or you don't see debatable ideas come up too often. But I think you'll see more of that, and I think you'll see espousal of good causes, and done interestingly. There's no reason why they have to be dull. I just think the whole character of the business is going to change, and is changing now. I think the thing I spoke about this afternoon, a different attitude toward the audience. Where is your first duty? Is to edify the audience, to instruct, to entertain. I think that if we put that thing first, with the hope of involving whoever we're talking to, that what we say to them will then become a matter of personal preference. We're captivated by numbers. We think that we have to talk to everybody at once. In the city of San Francisco, 750,000 people, if I could get 1% of the population, I could get them into the civic auditorium very easily. If I could get 1% of the population to do anything at one time, I'd be able to make a great deal of money out of it. You really don't have to talk to a great many people. Not even to get over a major idea. I just think the whole thing is going to change. I don't know what it's going to be like, but I'm curious.
You said that you were attempting to, or as an art form, you were projecting an idea. What if the idea is lousy? Where do you stand? Or if it's harmful, or poor quality, do you exercise not judgment, but any moral type of judgment, or do you feel you're doing the job?
One of the rewards in owning one's own agency, right, Robert, is that you don't take on things like that. And by keeping the payroll down, the overhead small, you avoid that particular question. You don't take on things of dubious quality, of dubious honesty, and there was another point there that eludes me. I'm lost in the beauty of my own prose. Oh, no. Well, look, let's say you can make a very good ad for a very bad thing. You can make a very good picture about a thing of questionable quality. You can even do it with questionable materials. I have no doubt that if Picasso were shipwrecked on a desert island and with his canvases, but had no paint, that he would use mud. He'd make fine designs, you know? They'd be sort of dirty, but they'd be great designs. Whether we care to look at them later, I don't know. That's really too glorious an example. But it's possible to put out very good advertising for a bad product, and what'll happen is very simple. It won't work. But the ad itself you can admire in your scrapbook years afterwards and all that sort of thing. Sure, now that I think proves a point about it being an art form. In this case, it has no relation to reality, or at least to reality as I like to think about it, at all. See? Does that come anywhere near answering your question? I forget what it was. You may ask it again if you like.
You mentioned it for yourself, but not for the industry. If I understand you correctly, you've got to be a strong owner of an independent agency, almost like an artist, answering only to yourself in order to have this art form be a worthwhile art form. And yet the you don't represent the industry.
Did you hear that? He said that he didn't think I represented the industry. Andy. I think you could say that, yes. But no, that wasn't really what he said. He said, I think that that the attitude that I have just expressed is only possible if you own your own agency and feel about it the way that we do. I don't think that's entirely right. There are a lot of people in advertising who feel much the same way and work in large agencies. Have you ever, look, here's a funny thing. You know, it's in all of this fiercely individualistic talk that we engage in within the business, we forget that an outfit like BBD&O puts out some brilliant stuff at times. But there is no, in the words of Master Khan,